Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This
is After Sunday.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another episode of After Sunday. I am your host, Elissa, and today I am joined by a special guest. Welcome to the podcast, Parker.
Great to be here.
We are so excited that we have finally gotten him in front of the mic. He is the man behind the proverbial curtain with our podcast here. So happy to have him join us, well, me, today. And we are talking about a revival of love. So as if you don't remember, our theme for this year for our church is revival. And so in November, we've been focusing on revived love and what that means. And today we're talking about a love that reconciles. So Parker, I have a question for you. When you think of the word like reconcile or reconciliation, like what do you think of?
Oh, reconciliation. Definitely. The first thing that comes to mind is probably broken friendships.
Okay.
First thing for me. And then second thing is probably broken families.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what I think
Something
of.
That needs, so fixing. You know, as Christians, like we don't let broken things stay broken, or we shouldn't. Like that is kind of the message that we're going with here. We started off in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to briefly summarize and paraphrase verse like 14 through 21. So the love of Christ controls us. Christ died for all and we live for him. Christ's ministry is one of reconciliation. If we are one in Christ, we are his ambassadors. And as Christ sacrificed for us, so we should sacrifice for the world. Again, that's completely paraphrasing, but that's the gist of kind of how we kicked off today. And we have a couple of points. I'm going to try to hit them all in our brief 15-minute.
Very short amount of time.
Or rather 10-minute, 10 if we can make it, podcast. But the first one is God's love restores before it rebukes. And I think this is so important because it talks about, or it speaks to building a relationship with someone. And you can't expect to confront someone or work on something that's a struggle with someone if you don't have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the biggest thing here is like a shorter, probably simpler translation of the love restores before it rebukes.
Mm-hmm.
Is just that love moves first. You know, yep. Love is something that's going to step towards that wounded place. Whereas, you know, if you shoot from the hip from a different direction and you're not approaching it with love, your response there is not going to be love. And so that's the most important thing here. And, you know, it's something I think about probably a little too often is, the State Farm commercials. This popped in my head while he was talking about
okay.
it. You know, you like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yeah. You know, okay, so they always show up and never ask questions,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and that's, you can almost compare that to love. You know, love doesn't ask questions. Love doesn't push you to that point where you have to speak on your mistakes or what's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Love just fixes.
Saying you're sorry is something that a lot of people struggle with. And no one wants to be the first one to say, hey, whatever the situation, I know things between us are awkward or difficult, or I may have said some things that I didn't mean or were hurtful. No one wants to be the first one to do that. And so I really took a challenge. I was like, okay, so the thing that I can take away from that is be the one to come to the table first, because it is hard. And we talked about reconciliation is something that is difficult. It's not passive. Jumping a little bit ahead, we'll get there in a minute. But I think that's so powerful and such a good thing that, and an applicable thing that we can take with us. Be the first, take that first step, make the first move, because it is hard and it is difficult. But as Christians, you know, we have the love of Christ behind us, and it should empower us to do that.
And what a great thing to hear so close to Thanksgiving as Absolutely. Well. You know, it's coming this week. So what, this comes out, what, tomorrow? So yeah. Just a few short days away, maybe this is the year that if you have family members or friends, or maybe there's somebody that doesn't have a place to go for Thanksgiving, but mm-hmm. what if you reconciled and invited them to Thanksgiving? Yeah. You know, just a time of love and compassion for each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's move to our next point here. The forgiveness equals the soil love grows in, right? So that's point two. So the big thing here is, you know, if God doesn't keep score, then why do we,
yep.
you know?
I thought of, and this scripture wasn't expressly mentioned today, but I thought of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, love keeps no record of wrongs. And as humans, just human nature, like, you know, forgive and forget. We're not good about that. Nope. We can even say like, oh, I forgive you, but we hold on to that so tightly because it feels good. Like, I don't want to let that go. It's things that we bring up, we keep coming back to, I think, you know, and I'm sure most of our listeners, I know people who it's like they've held on to things for years, lifetimes even, and it's... I just got a funny look from Parker, so.
I just keep thinking about and I'm going to totally pull an Alex here. I just keep thinking about Frozen and Let It Go. You know, that's all that's popping in my head.
Yes, insert Let It Go. But honestly, that's what we are called to do. And again, going back to that, it's not easy, but that's, it makes it even more important to strive to do that and to do our best to let things go, to forgive those wrongs, to, you know, put the past in the past. That's kind of like, is that a Mufasa-ism from Lion King? We're making all the Disney references
yeah,
today.
I have one of those on my notes here today.
All right. Yep. We'll stop there. So that was the big thing about point number two. Don't keep score. We don't need to. God doesn't. We shouldn't either. And so point number three, reconciliation is not weakness. It's divine courage. And this is what I've been kind of hinting at, that it's really hard. It's difficult. But it's not passive. It's not something, you are not weak if you try to reconcile. And I think the world in general often thinks that, like, oh, you're giving in. Like, don't be the first to give in. Don't cave. Well, when you work towards reconciling, and another thing way we can think about it is reconciling or forgiving, you know, it's choosing relationships over your pride, over our own comfort.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say obedience over pride, you know, because anybody can walk away. Anybody, mm-hmm. you know, and you can walk your whole life here and just say, well, I don't have to talk to that person. Let's say I can forgive that person, but why should I have to talk to them? You know,
so many people I feel like today are like, oh, yeah, well, if that person is causing drama and chaos in your life, just cut them out.
Yep.
And that's not really.
Just unfriend them.
Yeah. Like just. Don't talk to them. Don't have them in your lives. And obviously, like, there are certain exceptions to that, like someone who is, like, abusive and you know, things right. And need help. Yeah. Obviously, there's exceptions to that. But the vast majority of things, and especially, like, thinking about, like, things that people hold on to when you hear about them, you're like, really? That's what you couldn't mm-hmm. let go? Like, it seems like such small things cause this great divide. And we've got to work to bring our relationships back together.
And churches, we're so vulnerable for it, you know, over water fountains. There's been churches that have split over water fountains, and I'm sure much simpler things. And it creates this thing called church hurt. You know, just that thing that just lives on with us, and we're so susceptible to being the type of people that will hold on to things, mm-hmm. you know.
Or take things personally when it's like, yes. Hey, I'm not, you know, meaning this personally, and we're all really trying, we should be trying to work toward the same goal together. We just may go about it a little differently, and it's nothing personal, but we internalize that as humans.
Yeah, I think about Ted Lasso, which, you know, if you've seen it or not, I don't know. I haven't gotten through, like, the second season, but Ted Lasso, he's such a bubbly guy, and his thing is just, you know, healing moments happen face-to-face, you Ooh, know, and so... Good. Yeah, be that guy. Be the guy that heals through love, face to face.
Nice, I like that. All right, point number four. A church with revived love becomes a healing community. And this is, again, talked about this, this is hard. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of effort, because our love is going to have to become stronger than our memory. We will have to forgive and forget. And in order to do that, we have to allow our love to grow to a point where it can overcome that.
Yeah. And I think the one thing, and I may be skipping ahead a little bit here, but a good example Craig gave us was Joseph and his brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, that's quite the masterclass in how a great example of how we can do this. You know, Joseph names the hurt, right?
Yep.
But he doesn't cling to it. Mm-hmm. He names it and doesn't cling to it. And he allows God to work in that situation and not his pride.
Right. There's a man that I used to know. I met him in college. His name is Hector. Was Hector. He passed away a couple years ago. And he ran kind of a commune. Some people were like, is it a cult? We don't know. But he was not a member of the church. His daughter was murdered.
Wow.
And he built a relationship with the man who murdered her. He sent him Christmas cards. He visited him in prison. They had a relationship. And for me and my like actual life outside of, you know, Jesus dying on the cross for us and, you know, the forgiveness of sins that we get through that, that is probably the most real example I have seen in my actual life. And it is so humbling because I don't know if I would be able to do that. I would hope that I would be able to be that person, but the way this man literally forgave and then built a relationship with the person who had hurt him so deeply, like more deeply than most of us can probably imagine, is mind-blowing. But that's exactly the kind of reconciliation and forgiveness that God is looking for. And it came to me in someone who wasn't, you know, quote-unquote, a member of the church, but it's right there. And it's something that I will never forget and I will take with me the rest of my life, and I will strive to have forgiveness and reconciliation like Hector did.
What a great example. And along those same lines, you know, you can tell if you're a church that's trying to grow mm-hmm. or a church that's trying to expand or heal or build or, you know, whatever it may be, you can tell when you walk into a church, the type of church that, goodness, the ones that are healing and forgiving and the ones that mm-hmm. are not.
Oh,
the whole absolutely. Environment, the whole culture of your church and your family will change when you move along in the way that God intends us to.
Yep. And again, with the holidays coming up, an analogy that was used today was the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield. And when you really stop to think about it, all those things that you're holding on to, they probably really, in the grand scheme of things, they don't matter. And it would just be so much better for everybody if we could just put the past in the past, leave the past behind us, and know, you know, move forward in a spirit of that revived love.
Yeah. Just kind of to close us out, I think, and I don't know how we're doing on time, but yeah, just a closing thought here, you know, just to maybe peace with your week as you go and with your families in Thanksgiving is that love moves first and mm-hmm. forgiveness lifts the weight. When you can forgive somebody, and we talked about the revival of the heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of leaning on that as well. When you forgive someone for real, in your heart, for real, that's going to lift the weight, and that's going to make the job easier to finally reconcile that relationship. I'm not saying that you're going to, you know, first day, go talk to that person, act like everything is fine, but the first step is to forgive them, mm-hmm. and the second step is reconciliation.
Yep, absolutely. Well, that's about all the time we have today. Thank you all so much for listening. It really means the world to us. So whether you use us to kick off your week or as a midweek pick-me-up, or maybe you're closing out your week with us, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, and remember to like, share, and post us all of your social media feed. Blow us up a little bit. This only grows from you guys, so the more that you like and share, the more it shows up for everybody else. So leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye, everyone.
This
is After Sunday.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.